Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score.
I think Coach over there, Coach Harbaugh, has had two seasons where, you know, they haven't been great. So it's, I mean, if you really think about it, they've been, you know, a top team in, you know, the NFL for the past 18 years, 20 years or so, however long he's been coaching. And so, they got great players. They got a great defensive coach, defensive players. And, they got a few guys down, offense and defense, but, you know, I think they got guys coming back off the bye week. And so, this is a big game for us. It's a big game for them. And being able to come in and, you know, come in here with the right mindset as us and execute plays that we need to execute gives us the best chance to go win the game.
That is your franchise quarterback, loosely using the word franchise. That is Caleb Williams, and he's talking about the Ravens, the Bears' opponent tomorrow. The complexion of that game changed. Adam Schefter reported less than an hour ago that Lamar Jackson was ruled out. He ain't playing. It's Tyler Huntley. And a texter thought that was the guy who quarterbacked the Packers in beating the Bears. And while it's understandable, so many Packers quarterbacks, Brett Hundley even beat the Bears. There's much suckage going around when the Packers play the Bears, much suckage going around Chicago. But Tyler Huntley did beat the Bears in 2021. It was a 16-13 victory. He had a 76.0 passer rating. He had threw a pick, was sacked six times, no touchdowns. And the Ravens beat the Bears in Soldier Field. Just so you know, that's who they should be facing. At least that's what we understand. Let us go to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Welcome to the show from 105.7 The Game. He is Cordell Woodland and member of an Odyssey station out there. He covers the Ravens. So stuff going on, Cordell. Bring us up today. What do you know?
Yeah, I mean, he hit it. Lamar's declared out for this game against the Bears. Tyler Huntley will be the starter. Lamar just returned to practice this week. Did get three straight days of practice in with the hamstring, but Wednesday and Thursday he was limited. And Friday, initially, he was a full participant. But today, after a report came out that Jackson essentially just led the scout team for practice yesterday, the Ravens came out and did something I haven't seen happen before. I mean, if I have, it hasn't happened often, but they changed his practice status from Friday to limited from full. So just a kind of bizarre sequence of events, I think. Just watching Lamar at practice this week, from the little bit that we do get to see, I didn't feel like he would play in this game. But I think some of this is probably gamesmanship from the Ravens trying to
get the Bears to prepare for Lamar Jackson or whatever. I don't know. They love their competitive advantages, but they need to start winning games. And I think that this game Sunday against the Bears is a must-win game, and they'll be without their best player.
And if the Ravens were going to be playing games and force the Bears to do extra work and prepare for two different quarterbacks, they wouldn't come out with the out designation today, right?
Well, I think that's why I thought that the report about Lamar essentially just running scout team yesterday came out today. That's what changed it, because if it didn't, I don't think that they would have declared him out. I think that they would have taken it up to game time yesterday and either made him inactive or kept him active and used him as a backup quarterback if they felt like they needed to, which would have been even crazier to me. But, yeah, I think that this report of him running scout team is what forced them to go back and change it, because why else would they?
Yeah, I don't know. But NFL teams, like all sports teams, will cheat as much as they can, will cut every corner they can, will do as little to inform an opponent or the rest of the world as they can. So maybe they got caught. They got outed and they had to come clean. My guest is Cordell Woodland of 105.7 The Game in Ballmer and an Odyssey station. We're talking Ravens, Bears, Bears, Ravens, no Lamar Jackson. So what does Tyler Huntley present to the Bears defense that is a takeaway machine the last four games?
Yeah, I mean, he has some mobility. I think for the Ravens, they're leaning heavily on the fact that offensively, at least before the bye week, they did run the ball really well against the Rams with Derrick Henry. And they had been struggling to run the football, especially since Lamar went down against the Chiefs. But even a little bit before that, Derrick Henry, ever since that Bills game, he hadn't looked the same. That offensive line has been struggling big time this year, but that changed in a big way against the Rams. He actually got the carries and he brought the production. Now it only amounted to 3 points, so it didn't help them on the scoreboard. But I think that they're expecting Huntley to help them keep the run game going. I think that they think, you know, his mobility will help them with this struggling offensive line right now, because Cooper Rush kind of just sat back there and took the sacks. Huntley did get in the back end of that Rams game in the fourth quarter, and he showed some mobility. He showed the ability to extend plays, do a little bit of what Lamar does with the extended plays. Obviously, he's not Lamar. He has his limitations. He's not above turning the ball over, so it wouldn't shock me if he has a turnover or two in this game. But I think that they're going to try to just make the game plan as simple as possible for him, keep Derrick Henry involved, use his legs a little bit, and give him some nice, easy throws off play action.
My guest is Cordell Woodland, 105.7 The Game, an Odyssey station in Ballmer. We're talking Ravens and Bears. The left tackle, starting offensive left tackle for the Ravens, is out, Ronnie Stanley. What kind of problem? It's always a step down, especially at left tackle when you lose a guy. So what happens there? What does that present the Bears? What kind of opportunities do they have for sacks and pressures and doing evil things to Tyler Huntley and the rest of those guys in the backfield?
Well, Ronnie will be playing. He was taken off the injury report Friday. He didn't practice Friday because he got a rest day. So, yeah, he'll be playing in this game. But, I mean, he hasn't finished the last few games. He started these last few games and have come out after a couple of series. So it's not a guarantee that even though he's playing in his game that he'll finish it. They're hoping that the bye week was good for him. And he, you know, the rest day on Friday will help. But, yeah, whether or not he finishes the game is a question. But, yeah, he will be out there.
Wait, is he wearing handcuffs? What do you mean he was arrested? I missed this. I'm sorry. I suck. But
no,
bring
no,
me
no,
up
not
to date.
Arrested. Not arrested. He got arrested.
Arrest day. Oh,
yeah.
I'm hard of hearing, as well as among all the things I suck, Cordell. That's one of those things. All right. So he's going to be there, but, you know, he's going to start. You don't know if he's going to finish because he doesn't do that recently, right?
Yeah, he hasn't been able to finish some of these games. That's been a little bit of a problem for him. So, you know, that ankle has given him some problems. So if he is, you know, kind of hurting early or something happens like that, it is a massive drop off down to Joseph Noteboom. He hasn't been great when he has been out there. So yeah, this offensive line that has struggled even with Ronnie Stanley out there, it would be even worse if he does end up getting hurt.
One of the things the Bears want to do, this could be the fastest game in NFL history if both teams get their wish to run the ball, because that's what the Bears like to do. That sets up everything, and it appears that would be the only friend that Tyler Huntley would have would be Derrick Henry, and if he holds onto the ball, that's even better because he had fumbling problems earlier. So if the Bears want to run the ball, and they do, are they going to have success, or where will they have success?
Yeah, I mean, the Ravens' defense as a whole this year has struggled at times against the run. Now, they were pretty good against the run against the Rams. Kyren Williams and Blake Corum didn't have a great day on the ground. Really, that Rams offense as a whole struggled against the Ravens. And this is a Ravens defense that hasn't been good really at anything this year. But they did show signs of life against the Rams, and that was with them being down a couple of their starters, and now all those defensive starters are back this week. Roquan is back. Chidobe Awuzie is back. Kyle Hamilton returning at Rams game. And they're running a little bit more of that big nickel with three safeties out there. So they did look a little more like the Ravens defense that we expected to see this year against the Rams, but they've got to be consistent with it. They are weak in the defensive front. Nnamdi Matabike is out for the year. And I mean, we don't even know what his future looks like in terms of playing again with a neck injury. So he was one of their premier players, especially in the middle of that defensive line. It is a drop off. Travis Jones hasn't been great. So yeah, I mean, there is going to be opportunities to run the ball, but like I said, they definitely played one of their better games against the run the last time out against the Rams.
My guest is Cordell Woodland. He's at, covers the Ravens for 105.7 The Game in Baltimore, an Odyssey station. And the 1-5, maybe 1-6, attached to the Ravens is very uncharacteristic. And I wondered if John Harbaugh and whoever else is in line above him, his bosses, right up to Steve Bisciotti, are looking side-eyed at this. Is there more pressure? Are we seeing the Harbaugh administration crumble now? Is he in trouble? Anybody above him in trouble?
Well, I don't think anybody above him is necessarily in trouble. I mean, there has been kind of some disappointment with the GM Eric DaCosta here locally, depending on who you talk to. But all in all, I think Eric has put together some good teams. They've had some really good teams, especially during the Lamar Jackson era. Now, it took some time. I did think that the Ravens were behind the eight ball in terms of maximizing on Lamar's rookie contract and really using that time to go out and get some pricey weapons for him. Instead, he got the bare minimum, and he did a lot with that, but it just wasn't enough. But I think if you talk about John – and anybody below him, yeah. I mean, it could be code red for them, without a doubt. I mean, this was Super Bowl or bust going into the season. And if they don't make it, forget the Super Bowl. At this point, we're talking about them potentially not making the playoffs. I don't know if John can survive this one. I don't. You only get so many bites at the apple, and he's had a generational quarterback. They've had great teams. They've hosted an AFC championship game. And sometimes it's just time. And that could be the case with John Harbaugh and the Ravens if this season continues to go the way it looks.
And sometimes it gets chalked up to injury. You could make a case for that. If you're losing Roquan Smith and Lamar Jackson in the same month, then you're screwed, baby. I don't care if you're Vince Lombardi. You're screwed. So sometimes it gets chalked up to that. How is Steve Bisciotti, the owner, how is he dealing with, how does he in the past, how has he dealt with teams that suffered key injuries and fell short, did not accomplish what they expected to accomplish? How forgiving is he when it comes to injuries and coaching status?
Yeah, we have to go off history because we, you know, we don't get to talk to him. We don't really know what he's thinking right now. But history, I mean, the Ravens have had this, what was it? I want to say 21 or 22 where Lamar Jackson got hurt and their running backs are all getting hurt in practice before the season. Their entire secondary is dismantled. I mean, they have had these injury-riddled seasons. There was a year where Lamar Jackson wasn't able to play in the playoff game, and they lose to the Bengals. Tyler Huntley fumbles trying to jump over the goal line in Cincinnati, and it gets returned for a touchdown, and they yeah. lose to a division rival. I mean, so they've had those seasons. So, and the unfortunate thing for them is they weren't playing well even before the starters went down this year. So I just think they're out of excuses, to be quite frank. I think they'd be out of excuses. That was kind of my feeling for this team going into the season, and that's my feeling on them now. I think they're out of excuses, and it's now or never for certain people, and it's not going to be Lamar. I mean, Lamar's not going anywhere, so John, in my eyes, would be the next guy.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of people lining up for him. Can we put in a request for Tyler Huntley to do something stupid tomorrow? Because we've, in some ways, we've always depended upon the kindness and the stupidity of strangers to do things that are beneficial to the Bears. It's happened this year. It happened last year when Bears got a win. They didn't. You got an idiot Titans quarterback, and you got Spencer Rattler throwing to. Where are you throwing it to, Spencer? Oh, Kevin Byer. That's where you're throwing it to. So, we would. What's the chances of Tyler Huntley doing something stupid to help the Bears tomorrow?
I mean, like I said, he's definitely not above a turnover or two. It's possible that he could give the ball away. This offensive line has struggled to protect the quarterback, and that's with or without Lamar being out there. So, yeah, I mean, I know the Bears have struggled to get to the quarterback at times. So if they can get some pressure on him, it's possible. But I would just imagine that the Ravens historically, especially under Harbaugh, they have been good coming out of the bye now. Lamar Jackson is a big part of that at times. He's not going to be there for them on Sunday. But I would just imagine with this being as must win as it gets for them, they the level of desperation coming from them, they're going to try to play as perfect as possible, and sometimes even that results in mistakes. But I think that the Ravens are going to come out to play Sunday and try to win this game.
All right, well, we will see. Cordell, thank you for the extensive scouting report. Thank you for taking time today. And who knows, next hour we could have another news report on some maybe Lamar Jackson has suddenly found the fountain of health. And he'll be back the way this thing has gone all week. Thank you for your time, Cordell.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right. Cordell Woodland, 105.7 The Game in Baltimore. Take a break. When we come back. Do not want to ignore the NBA betting scandal. Two different scandals, really. There seems to be a through line. Damon Jones seems to be the through line there. Chauncey Billups, a Hall of Famer, an NBA champion, coach, accused of helping round up people for a rigged poker game that is just sick at every level. But the whole other part of it, Damon Jones, inside information, Terry Rozier, hey, I know I'm going to go under because I'm going to pull out of a game. A lot of stuff going on. The NBA on TNT crew on ESPN. What is that, what the official name of it is? NBA on TNT, on ESPN, on Disney, on, really, what is that?
I honestly, I don't know, because I don't think they can be called Inside the NBA anymore. I think that's an owned by TNT thing.
Yeah, but they are.
But it's, they are, though.
It's Kenny and Chuck. They're going to argue it out. I have some thoughts on this and some other things I've seen over the years. So we'll talk about that. And then after, Jay Zawoski will be here, and we're going to thank him for the Hawks revival because it's all Jay. He's responsible. I'm Steve Rosenblum. This is Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score.
It certainly is. And it sucks when you find out the NBA has an integrity problem if you're an NBA fan. If you're an NHL fan, then you don't really care. Go away. You're just taking up space in my building. It's what most NHL fans think of basketball. But the NBA has a credibility problem, an integrity problem. Any sport that gets involved in a, whether it's point shaving or anything to change the outcome of a game, players' performance in a game, you got trouble.
I do the best I can and let the chips fall where they may. You know that about me by now, quick.
Yeah. Chauncey Billups. Hey, he was arrested. He was indicted. And he's talking about with the chips fall where they may, he got indicted for being part of the rigged poker game that involved x-ray tables, x-ray glasses, marked cards, and fish worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. It involved Terry Rozier. Hey, guys, I'm going to pull myself out of a game with an injury. Bet the unders on me. $200,000 is bet on the unders. So this tells us a lot about what's going on. There's no integrity there. Those guys. The NBA has an issue. And before you leap to the idea the NBA shouldn't be in bed with betting houses and these prop bets are what caused all of it, is like, you're an idiot. Don't say that. I'm trying to save you from being stupid. This has been going on for decades. Trust me. There have been point shaving scandals that were outed by some form of a betting ring, some form of a house. Casino sports books are way ahead of the FBI when it comes to this. They're the ones who have algorithms and companies to spot bet inequities and surprises. Things are out of the normal, don't fit the profile. They're the ones alerting the authorities. The brick and mortar and offshore people, they know the number one rule of life, follow the money, and they're going to protect theirs. It's not the fact that you can have a prop bet, even though the NFL came out and said, don't bet on football. I mean, I guess you got to say that so that you can officially suspend somebody for life for that. This has been going on, and we have college point shaving scandals as proof. That's just what we know about. There's so much we don't know about. I guarantee it. I knew a guy who bet pretty heavy. bet the NBA, NFL, pretty heavy in the 70s. And he said, there's two games a year that are unfathomable in the way they turn out, whether it's an upset, whether it swings on a remarkably stupid play by somebody who was favored, or a referee's decision that changes everything. Two games a year, he thought, in the 70s, it just looked way too funny to be legit. Nobody could prove anything. They didn't. I mean, the NFL had Alex Karras and Paul Hornung suspended because they bet on games. This stuff has been going on and going on. The more FanDuels and DraftKings and BetMGM and Circa and every place with a sports book, the more watchdogs you have. So stop with the nonsense of there's too much betting going on. There's too much, the sports books are killing sports. No, this has been going on. They've been catching people. There are two other things that were brought up in this. I just wanted to share what Kenny Smith and Charles Barkley said. They had a discussion. So we'll play this for you, and I'll come back with some thoughts on it.
It's super unfortunate. You know, one, because we look at players that are involved and the people that are involved. You know, we're surprised because when you have access and you're at the top of your game, so to speak, as a coaching profession, a player, or whatever, you're at the top of the game, you have access to millions and millions of dollars in this league. So it was surprising that they would be put themselves in that position, possibly. It is an innocent until proven guilty. I think the other part is we have to realize gambling is an addiction. So the addiction of it is what makes you make illogical decisions. So not because you make $9 million. There are people who are making... The FBI director said, there's a man who lost $1.8 million. That means he has a lot of money, so he has an addiction to that, those fish that they talk about that they were bringing in. So gambling is an addiction which can make you make illogical decisions regardless of your ethnic background, regardless of your physical background, and regardless of your financial status. So let's understand that. And I disagree in terms of the NBA dropping the ball. This is an ongoing investigation. There's no way that any FBI or police even would come to anyone and say, hey, this is what we're doing. This is all, the surprise element always makes it happen. So they cannot overextend the information that they're receiving. And this is about individuals. And last, and I'll let you talk, Chuck. I wish you would,
because you're making me mad right here.
Well, I can make you mad, and you can make me mad. I just have my opinion. You're going to have yours. But I also think that because there are people who get speeding tickets, doesn't mean everyone in the league speeds. And so don't look at this group of people that are starting to get investigated as the entire league.
As an indictment of the league. Clear something up for me, Chuck.
I'm going to clear it up quickly.
I know, but I really just want this. You say the league dropped the ball on the Rozier part of
yes.
this because they had already looked at it and said we didn't have enough, but not on the Chauncey. They didn't drop the ball on
First
Chauncey
First of all, these are two different things.
Yeah, exactly.
It's two different things.
So the league dropped the ball
Chauncey.
On Rozier, you
Take
say.
Take Chauncey out the equation.
All right.
And the reason I'm mad at Kenny is, man, this ain't got nothing to do with damn gambling addiction. This ain't got nothing to do with addiction. These dudes are stupid. Why are they stupid? You, under no circumstances can you fix basketball games. Under no circumstances. I love to gamble. The notion, like, Rozier makes $26 million. Him betting, giving people information or taking himself out of games, how much is he going to benefit taking himself out the game to get unders? Like, he's making $26 million. The notion he gave, how much of these guys he gave a head up, he took himself out of games on prop bets. How much money is he going to make
Well, if he did that, you're proving my point.
What do you mean?
That, that means that's not an illogical thought process. No. If you're making $26 million to try to win $50,000, like, that's illogical. So that you're proving my point.
No, that's not addiction. That's stupidity.
The same reason someone goes and uses drugs when they're in the NBA.
Hey, drugs are addiction.
So there's no gambling addiction?
No, yeah, they are gambling addiction. But the notion that you're trying to make sure these guys being addicted, you can't fix basketball games. Like I say, this is separate from Chauncey, but the notion that guys are making all this money and giving information, come on, man, stop that. Ain't got nothing to do with addiction. That's just total stupidity on these two dudes' parts.
They're both right. It is both an addiction in a lot of areas, a lot of ways, a lot of people, and it is stupid. And it's been my experience, having seen both of these things going on, having seen, observed sports in the way these guys carry on, carry themselves. Michael Jordan's dad said it in the whole kerfuffle about him going to Atlantic City. He's got a competition addiction. It's not gambling. I mean, Michael Jordan's got all the money in the world. And he's bet it, believe me. He has bet all the money he could get his hands on. And the whole Slim Buhler thing, trying to make money off him, writing a book about Michael Jordan and I are gambling addiction. Like, Michael Jordan losing $1 million is really, for you and me and people who make $50,000 a year, whatever it is, it's lunch money for Michael Jordan. But he's got to win. He has to win. I believe late James Jordan, talking about Michael and a competition addiction, it's all about winning with these guys. The NBA is the most acute example of it. So few players, so much money. Terry Rozier really deserves $26 million. One of the reasons you might do that, and it might be stupid, is, and Damon Jones seems to be the closest case in somebody we're dealing with in this betting scandal. Whatever money he made, he doesn't have. I think I read he made $22 million in his career, and he doesn't have it. Whether he was betting it, living large, there's a part of being bulletproof, and I got to win. These guys have had smoke blown up their ass since the sixth grade, basketball players. They're more acute. They're more likely to have that bulletproof mentality, and they've grown up. You beat this guy any way you can. They've done that. How you play the game, whatever it is, how you play the game, what do you have to do? You have to beat him. It's not, there's no sane reason to say you make $26 million. What are you going to get? Unless your family is being held hostage, you're not going to throw a game, but it's because you can. Because you're in control. Because that's what you do. That's how you've been brought up, especially playing basketball. It doesn't takes one guy to be able to control a game that way. And I will tell you, I covered the Kings in my previous life 40 years ago. They flew commercial. We're flying with them. We in the media. We're at baggage claim. These guys are betting a dollar on whose bag would come down first. They'll bet on anything just to win. It's not the dollar. It's the bragging rights. It's just to win. And one quick story, because it's all about winning. I want to say it was 93 in the Cubs clubhouse. Trainer John Fierro was standing at a table looking at the brackets. Spring training is all about brackets, right? The NCAA brackets, right? John Fierro had won it 2 years running. Of all the Cubs here, right? And John Fierro, the trainer, had won the Cubs bracket. And around the table, he's looking at it, and from behind him, whew, bam, comes a stack of money from Andre Dawson. And all he says is, "You pick, I pay, we split." And then Hawk walks away. Andre Dawson walks away. Does Andre Dawson really need the money from a bracket? No.
It's competition. It's about winning. They have to win. That's what I believe so much of it grows into, the dangerous area that we've seen. All right, I'll take a break. When I come back, I'm going to talk with Jay Zawoski. It's been so long. I'm so glad that he made hockey relevant again. CHSN, Jay Zawoski, the Blackhawks. They're in a playoff spot now. Stop the season. I want to get off. Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a pass ahead to Gensel. The return to Kucherov. Nice stick by Teravainen. Teravainen lobs. Nazar on the move. Shoots. Save by Vasilevsky. The rebound. Score! Donato does it again. Off the save of the Nazar shot by Vasilevsky. The rebound wide open.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score.
Highlight courtesy of ESPN Plus. Hawks highlight. Goal scoring. Tavo. Frankie. Hawks. Oh, my goodness. Been a long time since this. I don't know the last time there were two games over 500. I'll tell you the truth. They're 4-2-2. 10 points. Fourth in the Central Division. I don't know if playoff invoices have gone out yet, but I'm going to ask my next guest joining me on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline is Jay Zawoski of CHSN Sports, CHGO Sports. Why am I can't even, too many, what letters? I have wrong letters. Download the Circ app today. Hi, Jay.
Hi. It's not just you. It's everybody on earth. Every time we send a tweet, it's like, put the damn games on TV, idiots. We're like, that's not us.
That's not a, okay. I'm sorry. I apologize. But does this come as a surprise to you?
Oh, that, you know what? It didn't sound like a good question, but that is a really good question.
Oh, thanks, Jay. I appreciate you.
I do five Hawks podcasts a week, whether it's July or August or October. And as we kind of were looking forward to this season, we did a lot of the, well, if this goes right, and if this goes right, and if this goes right, and all these things come together, then maybe, just maybe, they could be in the playoff conversation until Valentine's Day or the trade deadline or whatever arbitrary date you want to pick in 2026 to talk about. I wouldn't say it's a massive surprise, but I think the way they have looked as quickly as they've looked has been impressive, because when Jeff Blashill talked in training camp, he basically was talking about how it took the Lightning like a month to get used to his coaching, and there were some rough spots, and the Hawks have really picked up on what Blashill's been teaching quickly. So that to me is the more impressive thing. And you've got young players playing well. You're getting depth scoring from places you maybe wouldn't predict. So yeah, it's been a really exciting start so far. And that's what matters, right? Like, the last two or three years have been a slog. The games have been bad. They've looked bad. They've been frustrating. This year, they just look better. They're absolutely entertaining every night they tape the ice.
My guest is Jay Zawoski. He's CHGO. He's a Hawks longtime score Hawks expert. And now you can see him on CHGO, and the Hawks are worth. Jay has made them relevant again. I'm giving you all the credit in the world, Jay. But I want to know why Jeff Blashill went with 11-7 voluntarily. It's not so he's lost somebody. And why is it working?
Well, so that when he was asked about that early on, he said, look, we have so many young defensemen, especially on the right side. Aside from Connor Murphy, it's Artem Levchinov, it's Sam Renzel, it's Louis Crevier. And basically what he said was, if I have this many young defensemen and someone just doesn't have it that night, someone is struggling, as all young players will do, he can kind of take those minutes away or reduce those minutes a little bit, and he's got someone he can go to put in instead. So if Sam Renzel struggles, maybe it's more minutes for Artem Levchinov. It also gives them the chance to double shift Nazar, double shift Bedard, give them looks with different players, see if they find some chemistry as they go along. Cause there have been some injuries here. Andrei Burakovsky missed a game. That was a paternity leave. His wife just had a child. But Jason Dickinson's been out. Nick Foligno had time away because of his daughter's heart surgery. So there have been some opportunities for some different looks, and being able to double shift Bedard and Nazar has been beneficial too. It's definitely working, and there's really no need to shoehorn somebody like Sam Lafferty into the lineup just so you can say you have 12 forwards. I think they're better off right now with the 11-7 as they're made up.
It seems to be working, and you can pick and choose how you want to give your young defensemen that kind of experience, and you can pick the moments, and I think that's terrific. And again, the more you get your better skaters out there. Nazar is a wonderful story. I'll get to Spencer Knight in a minute, but Nazar is a guy who competed in an international level. It seems to mean so much more in hockey. We've seen it with different players, that there's a confidence. What have you seen that's different about him? Because his game is definitely better. It's more professional now. What's changed?
Well, we had a good glimpse a couple years ago. You know, we thought he was going to make before last year, we thought for sure he was going to make the team out of camp. They really basically didn't sign a second line center to leave that open for him. And then he didn't make the team right away. He kind of had a down preseason. I think had put a little too much pressure on himself to make the team and struggle. But then went to Rockford, dominated, and then came up and played with the Hawks. It was really good. But I think young players can look at the situation and say, look, we're playing with nothing to lose. We're way out of this thing. I'm just going to go have fun and do my thing. When he went to play in the World Championships after the season, he led Team USA in scoring. They won the gold medal for the first time in, like, seriously, like 80 years or something crazy like that. And he saw that, here I am playing among some of the best of the best, and I'm holding my own. And not only am I holding my own, but I'm dominating. I am leading this team in scoring. I am a difference maker on this squad. And he has picked up right where he left off from the World Championships when the season began. He's been the best Hawk this year. I don't think there's any question about it. It's not a knock on Bedard. It's not a knock on anybody else. I just think Nazar just has this personality, this infectious personality, where he just loves to be at the rink. Nothing really seems to get to him. And he plays with this fearlessness and confidence that really propels him. If you watch the goal he scored against Anaheim, it's been tweeted out a few times. It's basically a solo camera on Frank Nazar on a shift where pucks offside. He pulls it back onside, back offside. A Duck player falls on him. The Duck player's eight is on his head, but he just keeps going and keeps the play alive. He is just relentless. And you match that with a ton of natural talent, and you've got a star on your hands, and he's got the personality for it. I think if people start watching the Hawks, if they start catching on to what the Hawks are doing here, he is going to be a huge star in this town. There's nothing not to like about him, and he has been absolutely phenomenal this year.
You know, I love Rinkrats. I've always loved Rinkrats when I was covering the NHL. They were the best people to just sit and talk to. They love being at the rink. They love hockey. They go home and watch hockey after their game. They're the best people. I love hearing that about Nazer. I don't know him personally, but I love hearing that and seeing that. And I guess the only thing that gives me pause is in the pandemic, when they came back and everybody made the play, 24 teams made the playoffs, we saw a whole different version of Kirby Doc. We saw a guy who wasn't NHL ready. Then he like owned the playoffs for the Hawks whenever they were good. And then he wasn't there anymore. And I guess this is what gives me pause in recent Blackhawks development. Is that fair? Is it not fair? Should I just disabuse myself of that?
No, I think it's fair to have, look, at some point this year, Frank Nazar is going to hit a slump. It's going to happen. It happens to every young player. It is what it is. And look, the Hawks are not going to continue playing at the pace they're playing right now. If you look into some of the underlying numbers, they're not quite the team they're showing in the standings. I'll say the difference though between Nazar and Doc is Doc's biggest injury was biggest issue was that he was always injured. Mm-hmm. And every time he would come back and get a little bit of momentum on his side and start feeling good again, he'd be hurt again. The same thing's happening with him in Montreal. He just cannot stay on the ice. And I think when that happens two or three times early in your career, you start to play gun shy a little bit. You start to think about, I can't get hurt again. I cannot get injured. And when you think that way, when you play, you're screwed. You're toast. Like, you just can't find that quickly. He has been decent with Montreal, but he's just a different guy with a different level of confidence. And I think Doc, too, was rushed to the NHL by Stan Bowman. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
There were times during games when he played where I would say to whoever I was watching with, sometimes just myself, you can see him thinking. As you watch the game, you can see him try to process what to do with the puck. And Steve, you know that. You've been watching hockey for 80 years. You're cooked. If you're thinking that way, if you're thinking, okay, don't make a mistake. What am I doing here? It's too late. The puck's already off the other way in the back of your net probably. Nazar does not have that. His instincts are great. He's also, let's give some credit to Michigan hockey. And I hate to give credit to Michigan for anything because I'm a Notre Dame fan. But you know, going to play for a major college program with all the resources that they give their players and the legacy of hockey players that have come out of Michigan, he was well prepared to turn pro, well prepared right out of the gate. And I think he was a little more mature than Kirby Doc was when he made his debut.
Spencer Knight, which almost sounds like a Hollywood name, and he's been playing like a hero. Spencer Knight, does this surprise you? Is this sustainable?
I mean, no.
No, it doesn't surprise you. And no, it's not sustainable. Clarify.
The fact that he's playing well does not surprise me, but I don't think he's going to be the second coming of Patrick Waugh for the entire season with the team he has in front of him. His numbers are astronomical, through the roof. He leads the league in expected goals saved above expected. His goals against average is under two. It's a 1.97, and the save percentage is 0.937. These are Dominic Hasek in his prime numbers. So no, I don't think that that's going to last, but I am very confident that the Blackhawks have found their franchise goalie in Spencer Knight. For a kid that is 24 years old, just turned 24 in April, a maturity and a demeanor about him that is no nonsense. I don't know if you saw the interview with him. I think it was after the Anaheim game. They said, you know, you're getting peppered. Like, what do you do out there? He goes, I just drink water and keep going. He's just very unflappable, very nonchalant, just very much in his way, in his world. Always a great quote, always super thoughtful to talk to, but you know, goalies are weird, and he is definitely a goalie, but he is, I love watching him prepare. I love watching him perform. I don't know if this is well known. He entered the league's assistance program because he was battling OCD so badly a few years ago. He took basically a year off to tend to the OCD issues that had arisen in his life. So he's been through some, you know, he's been through some hard times as a young man. He's overcome them. And then let's not forget, he was playing with the Florida Panthers, watching the best organization in hockey right now with the best coach and the best GM, with an all-world goaltender and some of the best players on the planet. Like he just by being around that group, you learn just by absorbing.
My guest is Jay Zawoski, CHGO, formerly of the Score, but also now of the co-founder with Rick Camp, recently married Rick Camp, of the I'm Fat podcast. And I always have to ask a food question. It came up.
Please do.
I was reading something from Front Office Sports, and they have a video thing they did on tailgating, and one of the foods was spaghetti. I'm shocked. Where does this offend an I'm Fat podcast? Is this okay? Have you ever been to a tailgate where spaghetti was one of the entrees?
I have not. However, I will allow it because anyone from Chicago has been to the family party with a giant silver tin of spaghetti or mozzarella.
Yeah.
And that always hits. Anytime I see that when I walk into a party, I know it's going to be a good day. And why wouldn't that work at a tailgate? You just throw it on those, what do they call them? Those sternos, those little portable flames.
Yeah. I'm not saying you can't. I'm just used to charred animal somehow. I thought that's what I'm used to. That's what I smell when I walk through the best parking lots of tailgating. I'm not really smelling marinara and Parmesan.
No, I'm sure there were some charred animals nearby. but yeah, I like that. I like a little bit of a carby side. That sounds great.
Okay, one last thing. There's a Twitter account called Midwest Ope, which is the Midwest versus everybody. Yes. And there, did you see this? About the comment was, I don't need a mansion, a fast car, fancy watches, or a vacation home. I need you. Will you be my forever Culver's date? It's a roundish man on his knee in front of a Culver's sign and a woman who's standing up shocked. And he's proposing to her in front of Culver's.
Well, that is very Midwestern.
A jalapeno that, cheese curds.
Yeah. I don't know if I would have done. Now, here's the question. There's got to be a backstory here. Do these two meet at Culver's? Like, that would be cute, right? If they met there and he wants to go back to where it all began or something like that. But no. And look, to me, Rick Camp is the is the shining example for all fats. And Rick did a very traditional, very classy wedding proposal. So if Rick didn't do it at like Popeyes or somewhere like that, then I think Culver's would be inappropriate, whatever the story would be. Step it up a little.
All right. Well, I don't know what the backstory is, but I'm glad you weighed in. So at least I have the balance of your expertise.
Yeah. I'm happy to help at all times.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate your time, Jay Zawoski, CHGO, Hockey Blackhawks podcast. Terrific job. He's wonderful. I love chatting with him. The Hawks are relevant again, and we hope they keep it rolling. We're going to keep this rolling. We're going to stay in the United Center, but talk some Bulls. Even though they were in Orlando tonight, we'll talk to Julia Poe. She covers the Bulls for the Tribune. Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.